Are you looking for answers to the unknown? Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with Medium Lisa Phoenix.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. It's another wonderful day in Southern California. Welcome to Live with Lisa Phoenix Radio. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, a medium and energy intuitive. My show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management. And my special guest this morning is Tracy Dunblazer, spiritual empath, teacher, and author. We're going to talk about a variety of topics this morning. And if you want to share some of your own challenges or ask questions about your own journey, please go to my Facebook page, which is Beyond Time Radio, and leave your questions there, and we'll do our best to answer them while we are on air. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my website, lisaphoenix.net, or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. And I would love it if you would go to my website once again and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook. Now let's talk about Tracy. Tracy Dunblazer is a Los Angeles-based spiritual empath, shaman, author, and speaker who specializes in teaching others to address and embrace their energy dynamics through soul excavation. She is the author of the Demon Slayers Handbook series, available at beaslayer.com. That's BEASLAER.com. And Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I didn't know whether to read off your other website, too, or if you wanted them to go to Be a Slayer and then go to your other website from there. So why don't you help us all out with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go to TracyDunblazer.com.
Perfect.
And get to Be a Slayer, or you can go to Be a Slayer and get to TracyDunblazer.com. Everything is interconnected. So whatever
awesome.
People can remember.
So, Tracy, what's going on with you this week? What seems to be the theme of the week?
Well, the spiritual theme of the week
yes. Has
been relationships and relationship transitions. So it's, you know, the idea of letting go of the way a relationship was or how it was formed and moving forward to how it is, needs to be. Or sometimes moving on without it. And, you know, it's a pretty sticky thing. It's been very interesting. I've had, you know, we're in the full moon week this week, and it's a pretty powerful blue moon.
Right.
And that always amplifies. I think that Mercury and Mars are also highly aspected. I think Venus is as well. But that always really amplifies our relationships and the way in which we receive what's happening in a relationship. And, you know, the only thing that makes the difference between a short-term relationship and a long-term relationship is you don't give up.
It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
I know. it's pretty powerful. And so I've been doing a lot of counseling with people in marriages this week who are, you know, that I've had enough and I am done with this and I am just done. And so oftentimes people feel like, if you've just started dating somebody and, you know, usually at the 3-month interval, you do some sort of reconciliation and what's real becomes to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the first 3 months, we have our ambassadors there and everything is, you know,
right. Happy-go-lucky
and blah, blah, blah. And then at 3 months, you don't really want to sustain that anymore. And so you start to, you know, interject things that are more authentic or real for you and, you know, your new prospective partner will or won't deal with that and vice versa. And oftentimes that's the point in a relationship where people will ghost something comes up and they just don't like it, or how they've perceived it, what it is, mm-hmm. you know, they don't like it and they bail.
Right.
And so I've been doing a lot of talking this week about, you know, what do you do with that? What do you do when somebody just doesn't like you?
Yeah, what do you do with that, Trace?
Right? What do you do with that? You know, I think that it's first and foremost, it's really important and valuable to learn to not take things personally, as if they are an indication or a evaluation of who you are.
Right.
So if somebody doesn't like you, it's because of how they are perceiving you are. Not necessarily who you are, but how they're perceiving that you are. And all of that is based on the filter or lens that they are looking at their life through. And you have to remember that. That's not to say that we are all perfect human beings, and maybe we recognize through getting somebody's, you know, definitive response to us and a relationship with us, which is, I don't like you, or I don't want to be with you, or I don't want to be around you. Of course, we all, that reflects something back to us that we have to look at in ourselves. You know, how did I participate? You know, could I have done something different for me to feel better in the relationship and to create more balance in the relationship? Of course, that's a really important and valuable conversation to have with yourself. But the truth is, when somebody reacts to you in whatever way they do, it's about them and it's not about you.
Right.
And that's really important to learn to master that.
Well, right. And because if you can master that,
right,
then you actually are set free to be able to make your own choices.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's like the point at which it when you master that, it doesn't mean that you don't have pain and your feelings don't get hurt.
Right.
But you recognize that when your feelings are hurt, it's because of the lens that you're looking through and how you are perceiving that experience yourself. And oftentimes when we've mastered that and we still have pain, it's because it's dredging up something deeper in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe it's from your childhood. Maybe it's, you know, past life energy and information or soul information, but whatever the information is, it's coming up to be reconciled, reviewed, and then responded to or let go of. Right? And so it then becomes your own personal language. It becomes the way in which the Creator speaks to you.
Right. So what do you tell people when, since we're talking about the lenses and stuff, because, you know, so say somebody is, you know, moving forward and trying to look at their relationships more consciously, and they do this and then they realize, do you know what I mean? Uh-oh, it's something from my past or whatever. What do you then tell them to do so it doesn't just kind of end up affecting the whole relationship?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, you have to be truthful.
Right.
You know, meaning truthful with yourself and then truthful with your partner or potential partner or, you know, partner in relationship. The reality is that you can't control what somebody else is going to do with the information that you give them.
Right.
And sometimes that's the hardest thing to really just accept. Is that you cannot control what somebody else will or won't do with the information that you give them, or how they'll perceive it. That oftentimes when we're not honest in relationships, let's say, you know, I'm going through something and I've decided I've changed in how I'm going to relate to my friends.
Right.
And I say that. I can't control how somebody's going to receive that from me.
Right.
And I can't control whether or not that's going to make them come closer to me or move away from me for any length of time or forever. Right. And so I have to be willing to just own that for myself and leave yourself open to discussion. And, you know, the idea here is to not, when you talk about, okay, well, what can you do? Don't set an ultimatum. You can say, look, I no longer want to do X, or I no longer am going to be participating with you let's say a couple has lots of conflicts or arguments. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm exhausted and I can't participate with you in conflict. That doesn't mean I can't participate with you. That just means when your communication gets to a particular pitch, I'm going to step away from the situation and come back when you're calm. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that I don't want you. It doesn't mean that I don't want to communicate with you. It doesn't mean that what you say is not valuable to me. Mm-hmm. It means I'm going to wait for you to gain a different equilibrium. And I know that we've not done that in our relationship. So I'm letting you know now, in a time of non-crisis, right? Because that's really important. People try to make these changes when there's a pitch, you know, it's a high pitch and there's a lot of crisis going on. And, you know, of course they're not successful because you can't be successful when you're mad.
Right.
You know, or sad.
Or when there's chaos going on all, and that's skewing how you see things as well.
Exactly.
Because usually when there is a crisis like that, a lot of fear moves in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very difficult to make, like, conscious choices, you know, when that's happening.
Yes. Excuse me. Absolutely. It's interesting to me because I think that one of the things that I always recommend that someone do is if you are making, I just wrote an article on meetmindful.com about how does personal development help or hinder a relationship? And we don't ever consider that it can hinder a relationship, but the truth is when a relationship is born of and based on certain relationship dynamics, i.e. conflict, then to change that, it becomes the obstacle.
Exactly. Hold that thought, Tracy. We'll be
Absolutely.
Right back. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on OM Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Tracy, you know, I was thinking while we were on commercial break, you know, I think that sometimes people, they desire to have a conscious relationship and they work, they move in that direction. But then a lot of the time, the big thing, like you were saying out, that they think that they can cut corners on is that truthful part.
I love the way you said that. corners on the truthful part.
Right.
Well, I mean, oh, my God. Well, and you know what's interesting? That's a beautiful way to say it. What it is being passive aggressive.
Yes, that's
That's really what it is. It's when people being honest are considered culturally to be aggressive. And so if you're not directly honest, then you're passive aggressive. And our culture supports that. Somehow it has to do, I think, culturally in terms of politeness. And that's just not true. In my world, I won't speak for others, but it's impolite to be dishonest. And one of the things, let's talk about the three lies of Abraham. It's a concept from the Bible and from the Quran, but it's about how human beings lie. And the first lie is when we are little children. And we lie to the authorities so that we don't get in trouble.
Right.
Right? And we don't have to be accountable. Right? The second lie we tell is to ourselves about how we really feel about something. And that's the arena when people are passive aggressive. That's usually wise because they're not being exactly honest with themselves or what they see something to be. Somehow they have shame for it. So therefore they lie to themselves and then lie to everyone else. And then the third lie is, I am going to lie directly to you. I'm going to embrace that I am lying for whatever purpose, for a specific outcome, and I'm willing to be accountable for the consequences. We align that with, hey, do I look fat in this dress? No, Tracy, you look amazing. Right?
Right.
And that, like, when you tell a lie, you're willing to own the lie you told for the purpose that you told it for, which was for somebody to feel better about themselves or whatever.
Right.
So when we lie, right, when we are in this passive aggressive phase, it's because we haven't fully owned where we're at, what we want and what we need, and then dealt with our guilt or shame over those needs being met. Right. A lot of people who, grapple with their sexual orientation, right? Because our culture says one thing and their spirit tells them another.
Right.
Right. And so they grapple with being fully who they are. Right. It's the same thing with, heterosexual relationships or friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You want a friend that does X and you want a friend that does Y. And we see differently. And so if I tell you the truth about that and it doesn't fit what you want, then you're going to move away. You're going to reject me.
Right.
Right. And so one of the things that I have found, and this is the tip of the day.
All right. We've got a tip today, guys.
This is the tip of the day, is fake it till you make it. And what that means is I find that when you offer something to someone that you have joy in, that you don't have shame in. Hey, let's go to Disneyland. I love Disneyland. I want to be 5 years old today.
Right.
Right. When you I was thinking that, well, maybe we'd go to Disneyland. I mean, if that's not too juvenile for you,
right.
Depending on how you sell what you're selling is the way people are going to respond to it.
Right.
And if you are playing down how you're selling yourself or an idea, then your potential partner is going to pick up on that and they're going to wonder I don't know, if you don't really want it, why do I want it?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And so that's what you fake it till you make it. Practice, role play, have conversations with your friends about presenting a new idea, even if it's relationally, you know what I mean? Getting to know somebody, telling them what you are interested in and being excited about that. Hey, I really am interested in a relationship with no strings attached. And what I mean by that is that you can do or be whatever you want. I just don't want to know about any of it.
Right.
I'm not saying that my feelings won't get hurt. I'm saying that I don't want to know. Right. And that's going to be our agreement until I decide that I want something different, and then I'll let you know that. And I'll let you know that with the same amount of excitement.
Right. But then the issue with that is most people create that agreement and then can't stick to it and then wonder why there's all this conflict. Do you know?
Absolutely. But again, it's because how they're selling the idea.
Right.
You know, we are all human and we do form attachments to people.
Right.
And, you know, people can sustain a type of relationship in order to get to know each other for a period of time. And when that changes, hey, I'm developing feelings for you. I really like you. And I'm actually interested in something more. Have you changed? Has that changed for you as well?
Exactly.
Not really. Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, then I'm going to have to take a powder here. If you want to continue being friends or I don't feel like I can be, you know, whatever the negotiation is, then you change the negotiation.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And doing that with a good attitude, not with bitterness, resentment, and anger, because we've all been human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Human beings change their mind. That's what we do because we are ever changing. Oftentimes we attract certain relationship partners because I'm sorry, I'm sitting,
yes.
I'm sitting here talking and I'm outside and there are two hummingbirds flying around each other in circles.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. I feel like that's a good omen for our conversation.
Yes, go for it.
But we are all human beings and we are always changing. And oftentimes if we're attracting a partner that we think we want to, you know, have no strings attached or experience that, try that, see if we can sustain it. It's because we are learning to not be ashamed of who we are and having our needs met. Right. But once you no longer are ashamed of having your needs met, you then are better able to recognize where you're at more truthfully in terms of the type of relationship or, you know, daily dynamic that you'd like to have.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Or circumstances in your life change. You know, you're working, you know, 80-hour job and then all of a sudden your job goes down to 40 hours or you make some sort of change that changes your ability and effort to focus and participate in a relationship. So, you know, that's why a long-term relationship, people just continue the negotiation.
Mm, gotcha.
And people who end up in short-term relationships, it's because they refuse to negotiate.
Oh.
Your reaction to that was like, oh.
Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, no, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Know? And, you know, the, what do you call it? The, you know, especially the whole thing when it's like, oh, men are so stubborn and this and that. And then, do you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, the gender assumptions.
Yeah, I'm not using the right words. But yeah, it just kind of reminded me of that, you know,
yes.
That, it's because there's no negotiation that it has to be an absolute, you know?
Right. Right. I mean, men traditionally have a particular, alpha men have a particular way of doing things. Sensitive men have a particular way of doing things, as do alpha women and sensitive women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by sensitive, I mean receptive, in the receptive place, in the, you know, yeah, the receptive place. So, but those are relationship dynamics that are actually not specific to gender, but how we have related to them in our culture are specific to gender.
And right.
Men have a particular way of seeing things because their focus is on hunt, you know, in their DNA is the impulse to hunt and gather and procreate.
Mm-hmm. Hunt, gather, and procreate.
Right. Okay. And women the receptors. They are the wisdom keepers. They are the anchors of the familial sentiment or the joy with which a family builds their trust on. And so they are the receivers and the life givers and the nurturers and the nesters, right? And that's in your DNA. It's, you know, no matter who you are, it's in your DNA. And spiritually, we also have imprints that help us either move with that or balance that or move against that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which puts us in a position to have our own inner conflicts and then make our choices.
Right.
And everybody's got a different cocktail. So the illusion that men are X and women are X is today, I think it's juvenile.
Yeah, it's just that, an illusion.
Exactly. It's just not, it's no longer accurate because we are so much more multidimensional in a conscious way than we've ever been. We've always been multidimensional human beings, but I don't think we've ever been as conscious, and there haven't been as many people incarnating onto the planet that have a conscious recognition of their many dimensions, all the different personality aspects, sometimes reincarnative aspects, sometimes multiple souls in a body. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this thing mm-hmm. we call life.
Right.
So anyway, it just makes it makes relationships and relating a lot more with the appearance of complicated is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Now let's shift here. Now we are going to come to a commercial in a minute, but I wanted to talk a little bit about when relationships transition. Do you know what I mean? And we had talked earlier about people who still have the same expectations from the original relationship and how one deals with that.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's see. For starters.
Yeah.
Reiterating to yourself that your relationship is a negotiation. And when you look at, okay, you start out with a particular type of relationship that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And your partner says, yes, I definitely want to do that.
Right.
Right. I think another aspect of this is trusting your gut. Trusting your gut is what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunlaser. Be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. So, Tracy, let's trust our gut.
Let's do that. So here's the thing. You know, we were talking about the three lies, and the most important lie, and the lie that we as human beings probably stay the longest time in developing, is being honest with ourselves and accepting ourselves for who we are, what we want, where we're at, and then being able to communicate that to other people. So anytime you have two people coming together and setting up their initial negotiation, the truth of that negotiation is based on either partner's ability to be honest with themselves. So somebody could be absolutely sincere in, oh my God, I love you so much and I want to be with you and I want to have children and get married and have this life. And then, you know, a year into it, because they don't know what that is, A, they don't know how to do it, B, it becomes difficult, C, and they recognize what it's going to take them, or it becomes to be a challenge to begin to facilitate those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they just weren't honest with themselves about that because they didn't have the information to be honest.
Right.
That's when you get, you know what? I can't do this.
Right.
I can't do this. And sometimes that's the point at which, and this is, here's the clincher, right? That's the point at which you have a choice to either make this a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship by saying, okay, oh, you can't do this? Fine, let's not do this, right? Hence the short-term relationship, you've now ended it.
Right. Right.
The long-term relationship, you go, okay, well, what is it exactly you can't do? What are you having difficulty with? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then let's realign our expectations. Let's take marriage off the table and children off the table, and let's just see if we can relate to each other in beauty, right, and with fun over the next 6 months and see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Person who is willing to constantly renegotiate is the person who's going to end up being in a relationship, because there's always a place to go, right? If you don't have to be right, or you don't need to accuse others of lying or being wrong,
right?
You said this and then you changed your mind. Well, yes, we all change our mind all the time, every day, even in marriages. People who are married know that every day, sometimes it is a task to choose to love their partner.
Right.
The more you get to know people and the more people change their focus from you or the relationship to themselves, or whatever dynamic happens, that, you know, balancing that is a profound, profound thing to be able to do and to sustain. So trusting yourself as to your potential partner's level of development. Don't be mad at them. Acknowledge them. Everybody's going to have something that you're going to have to accept about them. As well as you have a ton of things that your potential partner is going to have to accept about you. What you know about yourself, what you're comfortable with about yourself, and those things that you're not comfortable and that you don't know. Right. And so just trusting yourself, like, okay, they're saying this, but I kind of think that they're here. Do I want to do that? Will
right.
I do that? Yes, I will. Okay, great. Good to know. Then you move forward. Right. But being honest with yourself about what you are intuiting, where it's about you and it's not about them, it
yes.
allows you to be empowered in every choice that you make in any relationship.
Yes. And I know that you're talking about trusting in your intuition and that kind of stuff too. But, a minute ago when you were talking about, if, you know, the more you're open to being willing to negotiate, the easier it is for you to be in a relationship. Do you know, it was, I'm paraphrasing a little, but it was something to that effect.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but it immediately made me think of those women who men who are willing to like bend themselves into pretzels to negotiate
right.
in the wrong way. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And that is a part of the consideration in terms of where you're at with being honest with yourself about what you need.
Right.
Oftentimes we, you know, if you're a people pleaser, you make choices in relationships to please the other person. But a given in that is the illusion that you can please the other person. The other person has got to be able to be pleased. If somebody is always negative or always disappointed or never finds pleasure in life, ultimately nothing that you're going to be able to do is ever going to please them, and they're never going to be right with you. Right?
Right.
And so at some point you have to reconcile, look, I'm a nurturer and I love to do stuff for people. But if I continue to do this and I don't ever receive anything in reciprocity, right? And then you're not happy with the things that I'm doing for you, or what I'm doing for you is not enough. I have to reevaluate what I'm getting out of it by doing that.
Exactly.
Right. And that reevaluation is your own self-honesty.
Right. And I think that's a really, people have a hard time doing that, because that's when the fear comes in of, oh my God, am I going to risk this relationship?
Right. And ultimately you have to learn, we all have to learn to be honest in relationships. And in doing so, we do run the risk of our partner not wanting to be in a relationship with us. But the truth is, if they are willing to give up, always better sooner than later, you know?
Yeah.
And I think also too, again, here's, you know, how do you say, okay, well, you know what? If you don't want to be with me right now, then don't be with me right now. You go do what you need to do. And if something changes, you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the willingness to do that, which means leaving a door open without compromising your own integrity. You know, how do you remain open to
right.
a partner that you love and want to be with, but they're not sure about you? How do you keep that door open and just keep the door open to a relationship for you with someone who is ready, willing, and able to be with you now?
Exactly.
Right? And there's a balance to that. And I think that women in general have a harder time with that than men
mm-hmm.
because it's against our receptive nature to want to keep our doors open to many as opposed to just one.
Right.
You know, but again, that's a generalization and a total, not even a stereotype, just a generalization about the nature of the feminine.
Yes.
But you've got to be able to make a choice and own the choice that you make.
Right.
And there's always, you know, I find too in developing that it's, you and I, Lisa, have talked a lot about boundaries on this show.
Yes.
And this is about setting boundaries and saying it's how you set a boundary. You know, look, I'm not going to have you speak to me that way. So I'm going to go into the other room until you can adjust. Right. Or don't ever talk to me that way.
Right.
You're going to get two different responses based on how you react in a situation. And it's the same thing in relationships, keeping the door open to, and some people, you know what, you might find that you just don't have enough in common with them to keep the door open in the relationship for friendship or anything.
Right.
And if that's the case, then it wasn't going to be an enduring relationship anyway, because there's not enough in the downtime to sustain it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where we get, and again, I think it all comes back to honesty, because that's where we get into the whole thing about, if a lot of times people will ride on an emotion and
yep.
they'll hold on to that emotion. And so no matter what other truth that presents itself, like what you were just saying, that honesty and that, well, maybe you don't have enough in common with this person to just sustain it. People kind of get blinded to that stuff because they're hanging on to an emotion. And it's usually that emotion that happens in that first 3 months.
Absolutely. And I also think oftentimes people do things just to not be rejected or to have the experience of feeling rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerful place to be. And you can't live your life based on, you know, lowering your bar to who's going to accept you and not reject you. You know, it's so funny. I was watching a show this morning. It was, I don't know, some series. And this dude walks into a group of girls and he goes, "Hey, which one of you has really low standards? Because I'm the guy." And that's, you know, we say that either consciously or unconsciously, we let people know, or subliminally is probably a better way to put it. We emit a frequency that tells people what our standards are. And if my standard is, I don't care who you are, I just don't want you to reject me. Okay, then you're going to get somebody you probably don't care for, but they're not going to reject you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So that's a level of development in self-awareness that you eventually are going to have to tackle, and it's going to determine whether or not your personal development, right, either sustains or inhibits your relationships.
Exactly.
Some people you just have to let go of, and part of your karma is to let go of them gracefully and in honesty and joy and evenness.
Exactly. And I mean, because, you know, I mean, Tracy, us people who aren't quite as young as some people out there have had those relationships where it's kind of like, oops, we got a commercial. We'll hold that thought and come
back. Yeah, definitely.
Stay tuned. You're with Tracy Dunplacer, my special guest, and Lisa Phoenix, live on Lisa Phoenix Radio. Back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dumblazer. No, I'm just remembering the times back when, you know, when you meet someone and they know, like, all the right things to say to make you feel like you're the most cherished person in the world. And then, you know, and then you start to see the reality of it.
Right.
However, because of, you know, your own stuff or whatever, you're just kind of, oh, it's going to go back to the way it was.
Right. It's interesting. I write for two different dating websites, and one of them is olderdating.uk. It's in Europe. It's for 40 plus. And, you know, relationship dynamics are the same no matter what demographic you're in.
But, true.
The older you get, the less ability you have to be in that place where you don't, where you're not honest with yourself about where somebody's coming from. And that's that, I think. And then I think also it's, you know, if you haven't made the transition into, instead of looking for somebody outside of you to cherish you, right? But you have made that transition in your ability to cherish and really accept yourself.
Right.
You know, you're still going to, it's harder when you're over 40 and still attracting people who aren't truthful with themselves, and therefore they're not truthful with you.
Exactly.
But no matter what age you're at, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're going to attract people to give to you what you give to yourself. If you're not getting what you want from people outside of you, focus on giving that thing to yourself. Love, encouragement, joy, learning how to stop thinking negatively. And what I mean by that, I don't know that if your mind is telling you a particular thing, focus on that thing enough to resolve it so that you understand that spirit is telling you something positive about yourself through that negative idea, meaning, you know, gosh, why do I always attract these people who treat me this way? Right? Mm-hmm. That's a negative idea.
Right.
Well, you attract these people because you are doing the same thing to you that they're doing to you. Oh, okay. So what does that mean? That can then shift my focus to what I'm doing to myself, how I'm thinking about myself. I'm never going to find love, right? We have a lot of people out there who just say, oh, my God, I don't know how so-and-so over there found love and I can't find love. They're, you know, whatever. But if they can find love, how come I can't find love? Right?
Right.
You are reinforcing this idea that you can't find love. And what that means is that you're not fully accepting and loving yourself. When you start thinking, you know, I'm a good person. I feel good. I'm happy. I'm happy with myself. I don't like these things, but I know that I'm powerful enough to change those things I don't like and accept the things that I can't change. I'm powerful enough to do that. The more you do that and shift your focus to give yourself the encouragement and love that you are seeking, it's going to rise up in the world outside of you once you have it within you.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Right? And no matter what age, because you know what? I tell you what, over 40, that 40 in one day for me. you know, everything changed. It's like, okay, now the world perceives me differently. My eyesight started to go, right? Like the body starts to change. It's like, oh, Lord, here we go. I barely made it through my 20s and 30s, and now here we go again. But again, you have to remember that oftentimes you're dealing with culturalisms about what it means to be under 40 or over 40 or a man or a woman, right? And that's ultimately you are the one that reiterates ideas from your culture, not just the culture to you, but your self to your heart. And that's right. The thing that we either absolutely do or, you know, have a real difficulty with when you hit that 40 in one day.
Oh, how funny. So, yes. Tracy, I want to spend the last few minutes. Can we talk about your book? And I know you've done some changes.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. So it's the Demon Slayers Handbook series. That's what did not change. It's still the Demon Slayers Handbook series. But what I've done is I've redesigned the cover for book one, and it's now called Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy. And then book two, so that book is launched. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now. And I'm actually doing a trade show in Denver. I'm so excited. It's going to be independent retail stores, new age stores from all over the world who are to purchase products a year. And hoping that I'll have several states and several new age stores in the United States that will be. New Age books to find my just for me. And then I have also the Spanish translation of book one that is coming out as well. So you'll get Spanish and English in June. They're available now online. And then January 1st, book two will be relaunched. And book two, its new title is Heal Your Soul History. Activate the true power of your shadow. So I find that, you know, I wanted to really put forth the idea that I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Something went down. I'm not sure what it was, but we're back, and that's all that matters, right?
Great.
And you were talking about
all that matters.
You were talking about your books, and I've gone on. I love the way you read the cover.
Thank you. I'm very excited because I loved the old cover, but it is more of a nonfiction type of look. And I really wanted, you know, I think that I have a nonfiction self-help book, personal development, spiritual healing book. And so that's why that was the reason for the remarket and the retitle. But they're the same great books. And they're also, here's the other good news. Part of that shift was I was able, my initial edition was in full color. And this one is in black and white, and so it's going to be $3 or $4 less. The book two is almost $7 less.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's also very exciting. And I'm going to be offering an ebook, which I will be launching. You can actually go on to Barnes and to Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be offering the ebook for free for the week of June 10th. Friday to Friday, June 10th through the 17th, I'll be offering the ebook for Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy for free. Free, 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 free. So people can go on and purchase it. Or not purchase it,
for
but
free.
Have it free. Download
they
it.
They can purchase it for free.
They can purchase it for free. Exactly.
So
I meant to say download.
Give us a couple of highlights about the book, book one.
Yes, so book one is, it starts out with some of the things that you can get from book one, which is you learn about the spiritual process of becoming a slayer. You develop your psychic and spiritual awareness. You learn what a demon is and other spiritual entities in other paradigms, because I really wanted to break that down for people. You also learn how to different techniques to master anger and grief and other strong emotions.
You learn different things about how your personality, how you interrelate with your personality and how you create relationships based on that. You learn more about telepathy and how you can protect yourself with your telepathy. And you learn a new framework for healing from the soul to the body.
Perfect.
So I'm going to read you a little quote from chapter 3. It's the Raven.
Okay.
And the Raven says, "Turn your rage into power by focusing it on the abolition of ignorance, not of humanity. When you turn your rage on humanity, it can do nothing but turn its rage back onto you."
Awesome. That's wonderful.
So I'm very excited. I like the new look, and I have all five. But book one deals with my spirit guides. I give people a really solid look at my spirit guides, and the goal is so that people not only can, you know, my spirit guides, have axe, will travel. They'll work with anyone.
Right.
But they will also, the goal is that you understand the process I went through so that you can learn and recognize your own spirit guides in that process.
Perfect. And Tracy, thanks so much for being on the show this morning. And thanks for helping all of us expand our awareness a little bit more today. As I mentioned earlier, to all of you out there in Radio Land, please visit Tracy's website, www.tracydunblazer.com. That's TracyDunblazer.com. Thanks again for you guys for hanging out with us this morning. And please go to my Facebook and like me on Facebook. Thank you and goodbye. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.